Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes Amid Beis as we continue here in Eilat Mitzias regarding the issues of Hashavas Aveda. So we spoke about it in the Mishnah yesterday that not only if one finds items does one have to hold it, but there are also responsibilities that one has to take care of the item and privileges that one can use the items for. So with Sfarim and with clothing, all the different details. And the Mishnah said anything that's done for the good of the item, that's okay. Anything that's done for the own person's personal benefit is not allowed. So let's get back to what the Mishnah said. About 15 lines up from the bottom on Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Matzak sus minara echad l'shloshim yom. Somebody finds clothing that you have to shake it out once every 30 days. In the days of old, the clothing would be go get rotted or not be would have to air out every month. That's what we do. That's the responsibility. You have to air it out once every month in order for it to stay fresh. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, Dinir Malila. Is this to say that Ni'ur is good for the clothing? If somebody has a professional weaver in his house, he could shake out his clothing every day. What does that mean? It means he could destroy his clothing every day, and in that way, he doesn't have to worry because he has a gardi uman in his house. So that sounds like niur is not good for the ksus. Our Mishnah says niur is good for the ksus, and here, the Rabbi Yochanan says that Nir is not good, and that's why he says don't worry about it, because you could just do it, and the Gardi would get the would fix your Kalim for you. So the Gemara has a couple of answers, the chilek between good Nir and bad Nir. So it says the Gemara, number one, Amri, B'chol Yom, Kashila, Echad, L'shloshim Yom, Ma'alila, depends how often you do it. Every day is bad, you'll wear it out, but you know, once every 30 days is good. Or another answer, habachad habitrei. It depends if one person is doing it, one person, then it's okay. It's not going to rip it, but two people holding it from two different sides, then it's more difficult. Or a different answer, it depends if you're doing it with your yad, shaking with one's yad, that's okay, but bechutra with a stick is a little more kasha for the clothing. Or another answer is, it depends if it's a wool type of clothing or linen type of clothing. Imra, Rashi says, kashala shenim tachas vinikras, wool rip, but kitna, linen, will not rip, and that niur is good for that. Rabbi Yochanan, kasa de charshin velo kasa de poshin. Once Rabbi Yochanan told us something about societal norms and how to shake clothing, how to not shake clothing, so we quote another idea of Rabbi Yochanan about life. Kisa de charshin velo kisa de poshin. It's better to have a kos of liquid that there is even a chash of magic relating to it. Kisat the Charshin, right? You're not sure if there was Kishup on this coast. That's even better than the Lokisat the Postrin. But don't take a lukewarm cup of something. Unusual. You might think, what's wrong with lukewarm? You know, sometimes people don't want it even cold. You know, you want it, but the Gemara says, no, Kisat the Charshin, Velo kisa de poshrin. Velo amrin ala b'kli matchis, and this is only, lukewarm is only a problem in metal kalim, ala b'kli cheres, leslan ba, but not in earthenware. U b'kli matchis, nami lo amrin ala delot savitz, and this is only if it was never boiled yet. Aval dit savitz, leslan ba. If it was boiled, then also no problem. That got rid of all the bacteria when it was boiled, so it's not a problem. Velo amrin ala delo shadabait sivya. And also this is only if there was no other ingredients put into the liquid. Aval shadabait sivya, leslan ba. But if the other things were put in, then it is not a problem. Okay, finishing up that issue relating to, again, the ksus and the niur, and Rabbi Yochanan's second statement about life, not to drink lukewarm. Is there any medical issue related to that? That's a little more difficult one. The idea of boiling something before being used, that we can understand based on modern science. But the other items of just having lukewarm water, that is a little more difficult. Good, next statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, once we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan's general advice about life. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, four lines from the bottom. Mishi niech lo aviv ma'os harbe v'rotzal abdan. Somebody's father left them a lot of money, literally, and he wants to lose them. So, Pashas, you would sound like this is like sarcastic. If you want to lose it, just do that, do that. You'll see what, how much you have. Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes two or three other examples of this in Shas, where the Gemara has, oh, you want this to be done, but really it means really you shouldn't want it to be done, but this is how the Gemara formulates it. That's our gear, so we'll see a different one in a minute. Bez Hashem. But says Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody has left a lot of money and he wants to lose his money, Yilbash Big Day Pishton, he should wear Big Day Pishton, flax linen clothing, Vishtamish Bechle Schuchis, and he should use a lot of golden kalim, which would break easily, and he should hire workers, but you know, don't keep an eye on them. Let them do whatever they want. So each one of these is described by the Gemara. Yilbash, Big Day Pishton, Bekli Pishton, Bekitna Rumisa. What kind of clay pishton should you use? Bikini Rumisa, Roman type of linen. Right, that's easily, Rashi says, demeim yikarim, that's a very expensive type of clothing, umamaharin lechalos, it, you know, gets worn out very easily. That's the clay pishton. And vishtamish b'klei zchuchis, bizugisa chivarta. What's clay zchuchis? The glass by white glass. White glass is also very delicate. V'yiskar po'alev al yeshiv imayim, tirgama b'turei denafish p'seidayu. And what is hiring workers and not sitting with them? That's talking about oxen, right? Denafish p'seidayu, there's a lot of potential loss that can happen when somebody has oxen that one has workers with oxen that one doesn't watch over. They're going to be with the grapes, and they're going to take they're going to trample on vines that are not appropriate to trample on. Rashi says on top, Shein derech ha'poalim lachus al hakerem. The workers aren't going to care so much about the vineyard. V'ala shvarim u'manhigam osam al agfanim balanatias. V'emis kalkalin v'ashvarim nischavim v'nishvarim. So it's bad for the vines, it's bad for the oxen, right? It's bad for everything, because if it's not yours, then you're not going to care about it as much. Remember we had at the end of Baba Kama, people who together have oxen, and everybody agrees to guard each other's oxen, and what if one of them has one less? One of them has one less, and he says, oh, I just want the money instead. So the Gemara says there, no, you have to have the same amount of commitment inside this this team in order for us to trust that you're going to be moser nefesh as all equally to us. See, here too, the oxen, nefesh p'seidayhu, because it's not theirs, they're not going to take so much care of it. So Tosa says here in Chavtas Mabez, once we're talking about the using the glass, which is very breakable, says Tosa, B'schuchas Levanavim Tomar, but what do you mean? Yamrina, we learn in Sota, in Perak Egla Arufa, the Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Batla B'schuchas Levana, you're not allowed to use the white glass. So the Gemara just like being sarcastic, you're not supposed to use it for a couple of reasons. Why does it say that if you want to use this? V'yishlomar Jalo Batla Legamre Ka'amar, Ela Jalo Shticha. Really, what it means is, it wasn't batel gamre. It wasn't that they stopped using it totally because of the churban, but it wasn't common to use it, right, because they took upon certain behaviors, they know, in order to be nohek and remember the churban abayis. Daha Rav Huna, tavar zchuchis chivarta, right, b'chubas b'do, as you know from brachas, that Rav Huna broke certain glass at his son's, white glass at the son's wedding. So therefore, you see, it wasn't totally never used, it just wasn't common, and that's why the Gemara could use it. Right, that Gemara in Sota is related to the general sugya. Rav Salvechik talks about this and others, that there is a difference between two concepts. There's a concept of zechel churban and a concept of Zecha LeMikdash. Right, the Gemara there in Maseches Sota is similar to the Gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Samach, where the Gemara talks about certain behaviors that were accepted once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in order to be sad, or in order to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. That's the issues of Zecher L'Churban, leaving a certain space open at your table, leaving an area of the house that was unfinished, that's the Gemara, certain tachshitim that were not worn by women, certain ihugim at weddings, all of those are Zecher L'Churban, says the Gemara. Kacham Ruchachamim, this is Baba Basra Samach Mabez, the last half of Cheskas Abatim. Sad Adam Es Beso Besid U'Meshayer Bo Dabar Muat. V'Kama Amar Yosef Amal Amma. Amar of Chizda Keneged HaPesach. Oze adam called sarchi suda mishar davar muat. You have to leave over a little space in by the meal, which that is not the minhag today. A woman leaves over certain jewelry. Shenamar, and what's all this based on? Meshkachechi, Rishalayan, Tishkachi, Minit, Tizmaklish, Nulichiki, Al Rosim Chasi, Efer Maklish, Abros Chasanim. Right, and putting ashes on the top of a chasin's head. Kamas Abo, Rishalayim, Zachabar, Abisim Chasa. This is all Zecher Lechurban. And that's exactly also the Gemara in Sota that speaks about limitations of what was done. But there's a totally different concept, which we can't get mixed up between Zecher Lechurban and Zecher Lemikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made 9 takanos that were related to the Beis HaMikdash, not to remember the Churban, but to remember what the Beis HaMikdash was like when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Right? Why did we shake a lulav for 7 days? Right? Bizman Hazeh, because in the Beis HaMikdash they shook it for 7 days. Even though, really, Midaraisa, it's only 1 day outside the Beis HaMikdash, L'kachtem L'chem B'yom HaRishon, that's Zecher L'Mikdash, Yom HaNeif, or other related discussions that we have in the Mishnah, right? The minhag of going down Karma Mishtachavim on Yom Kippur. That's not Zecher L'Churban, that's Zecher L'Mikdash. And that's based on a different pasuk. But a different pasuk, Gemara says in Sukkah, right? Tzion hi, right? Doresh ain law, the exact pasuk. But you have to be Doresh for Tzion. Right? So therefore, says the Gemara there in Sukkah, the concept of Zecher L'Mikdash. That's Zecher L'Churban and Zecher L'Mikdash, two different concepts. That's one important ha'ara that Tosfos brings up. The other important girsa, two words. There are just two words added into this Gemara. The whole Gemara, remember the Rabbi Yochanan said, if you want to really lose your money, you know, do these things. But the Ritva adds in two words that changes the whole idea of the sugya. The Ritva says, Mishaniach lo aviv ma'os shel ribis v'rotze la'abdan. Somebody's father left them ribis money, which ve'ikar adin, as we discussed a few weeks ago, maybe they could keep because it's a chovas gavra to return it. Ribis is not like regular stealing. That will come up as Hashem a lot in the fifth parak. But if ribis is not regular stealing, maybe it's only incumbent to return on the person who took the ribis, but maybe not the children. Only maybe because of kvod avihem. But either way, that's what the Ritva says the Gemara is talking about here. You know, somebody wants to get rid of their money, so don't just throw it out. If you want to figure out a way to use it, but then it will get lost over time. So that's what it's talking about here. Mishiniach lo aviv mo shel ribis. Havadai, then the Ritva adds, Vade mutav sheyachzirim lelavim. Well, the best thing to do is to give it back to the people who gave it, right? The borrowers. Elo lelamdenu derech eretz ba shelo yargo adam bekach, sheho osa kein ma'abed hon asa. Ketibir ish Rashi zal. Right, but still, once we have a chance to teach something else, so the Gemara teaches us something else there too. But that's the Ritva has here, shel ribis, he has that in. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah said, when one is allowed to spread out the items that were found, he's allowed to spread it out. The finder is allowed to spread it out for the good of the item, but not lichvodo, but not for his own covet. Let's say I found a very fancy beged. I want to spread it out. I want people to think that I wear this type of a gadim, that I'm a fancy type of individual. I'm not allowed to do that. So you buy lehu. What if it's a little of both? Litzarcho u litzarchamai. What if it's for the good of the beged, but I also get hana? I also get benefit from it. So is that good enough? So mai. So tashma shodcha litzarcha. Well, the Mishnah says you're allowed to spread out litzarcha. So aren't we medayik litzarcha in ha litzarcho u litzarcha lo? But if it's a little of both, then it wouldn't be usur. But the next line of the Mishnah gives the opposite impression. Avalo lichvodo. For your own personal, it's no good. Lichvodo hu delo halitzarcha ulitzarcho shaper dummy. So which is it? So elameha lekalamashba mina. So our Mishnah, you can't prove either way because it says both extremes. For it, good. For you, no good. So what about for both? So you can't be medayik anything from either of those. Interesting, the Shimon Kubetzes has a line. He says, sometimes the Gemara, we've had this already, I think in this Pesachti even, when the Gemara has this type of opposite lines in the Mishnah or a Brisa, the Gemara will sometimes say, the Reisha is Bedafka, and the Seifa, Naase Kimi, She, right, so here we would say, Litzarcho, Litzarcha, Naase Kimi, Litzarcha, Vimutter, or Naase Kimi, Litzarcho, Vasser. But here it doesn't say that. Here it just says, no, you can't be medayik anything from the two sides. So the Shidu Gbetza says, because there's a word in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if we look back to the Mishnah, aval. Litzarcha aval lo lechvoto. Aval means there's a real contrast. It's two different cases, and you can't say that one part of the Mishnah would lead into the other part, because that aval breaks up the two cases. Okay, Tashma, let's try again. Says the, again, Litzarcho, Litzarcho, if it's for both, are you allowed to do that? So, says the Gemara, Lo yishtachena, lo agabi mitav, lo agabi magod, Litzarcho. You're not allowed to spread it out onto a bed or onto a magod, some type of pole, Litzarcho, for his own benefit. Ava yishtachena, agabi mitav, agabi magod, Litzarcho. Good. Nizdamru lo archim, lo yishtachena, lo agabi mitav, lo agabi magod, bein Litzarcho, bein Litzarcho. But on a bed, you can't spread it out for either. So what do we think that means on a bed? Right? We think that means, Rashi, kasalka daitach, which always means it's going to be rejected. Rashi says, kasalka daitach, taima mishum de mischabed bahem, vika letzarcha u letzarcho. Why are you not allowed to put it on if archim come? Because obviously you're going to get some benefit also, and it says it's aser. Right, so doesn't that show letzarcho, letzarcho is aser? Answer, no. Shiny hasam, there you're ruining it. You're ruining it if you put it out when guests come. De mikla kalila, you're burning it up. You're burning it up? What do you mean I'm burning it up? I'm putting it on a chair. What does that have to do with burning it up? Imishum eina, imishum ganvi. Either you're burning it up because of ayin hara, eina, as we learned in the first daf of Baba Metzia, we spoke up, in this Armisech, we spoke about a little bit, really Baba Basra is the real sugya of Hezek Re'iya. We alluded to it a little bit earlier in the Masechta about Kinyan Re'iya, but the first time Baba Basra talks about Hezek Re'iya. If somebody sees your items, that somehow, right on a deeper level of Ayin Hara level, that could damage it. We'll have to talk about that. Rashi, Shetishtol Ba Ayin Ra Shel Orchim. So many people see what you have and it's flaunted in public, so that somehow it could end up being bad for the owner. Or Yimishim Ganvi, or more people know about it, then they'll want to steal it because they'll see what it is. Okay, either way, this is not a raya, because there it's a case of mazik. Good. Tashma, let's try again. Says the Gemara, Hechnisa l'ravka vidasha k'sheira. What is this talking about? Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. Let's go with Rashi first. Rashi says this is talking about Egla Arufa. The halacha is that an Egla that's used for the ceremony of Egla Arufa by the anonymous corpse is not allowed to have been worked. Asher lo ubad ba. Not allowed to have been worked. What happens if I did work with it? So then it's possible. What happens if work happened by itself, by mistake? That's the case here. What happens? Hechnisa l'ravka v'dasha k'shera. I have a whole team of oxen, let's say, of the agalos, and in there, there's one little baby egla that's nursing from the mother. So I tie up, along with the other oxen that's going to plow my field, I put this baby one in. Not because I really needed to plow, but because, you know, I feel bad, I want it to nurse whenever it can. So hechnisa l'ravka, if you put it into the team of animals, and vidasha, and memela, it happens to thresh, right, dudisha, right, one of the lamedes halachas, step on the items, step on the field, k'shera, it's kasha, that's not called working, that's not called doing a dash, right, that's not a problem. Right, Rashi, ho'ol v'lon is kavin she'tadush. That wasn't part of your kavana. Bishvil she'tinak v'tadush, but if your kavana is to do both, right, not only to nurse from the mother, but also to use some of the, use the baby's legs to do disha, then psula, then it would be a problem. So says the Gemara, v'yahacha d'lotzarcha u'lotzarcha huvakani psula. So doesn't this show? If you have multiple kavanas, that both of them are significant, and just like by Egla Rufa, it would be psula, because it's called getting hana'ah from it and working the animal. So to here, it would be getting hana'ah, and you would not be able to spread it out. Right, l'sarcho, l'sarcho would be a problem, psula. Answer, let's just finish the whole section, and then we'll go back to Tosfos. Shaini hasam, da'amar kra, asher lo ubad ba, mikol makom. There's different. Even if you want to say normally, another kavana would not be a problem, like by Ashavas Aveda, but by Egla Rufa is a special din. It says Ashalu Ubad Ba can't be worked at all, and that is a more inclusive lasha. Ihach Yafi the Reisha Nami. So what do you mean? Even in the Reisha. Even in the first case where you just put it in without any kavana to thresh. That should also be possible. Right? So Gemara says no. Halo Damya Elalaha. No, that's similar. The first line is similar to the following case. Ditznan, the Mishnah says here in This is clearly, Rashi points out, that now it's switching, because it's on, Rashi says, Bipara Adumakai. We are now switching. Oh, I'll give it away. I said I'm going to mention it in a minute. Tosis says the whole discussion is about Paraduma, nothing to do with Eglarufa. Because Paraduma and Eglarufa have similar discussions. Rashi says the first point is about Eglarufa, and the second, the Mishnah, quoting now in Para, is about Paraduma, and we compare them. Okay, but that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, what it was referring to. But either way, let's continue, and then we'll comment more about Eglarufa. So the Tzan, the Mishnah says, Shochan ala uf ksheira, Paraduma is also not allowed to be worked. What happens if a bird gets a tramp on a cow? Sometimes we see out here on the mountains, we see birds walking on top of, not walking, but on top of sheep. See the shepherds with the sheep, and then you see a bird on top of the sheep. So what happens if a bird makes its way on top of a cow? Does that passel the cow? Kshera? No, it does not passel the paraduma. It's still considered lo ala ol on the cow. It didn't have a burden on it. But ala, la zachar psula. But if a male cow went onto it and then, was with the female cow, so then that ruins, that passels it. So my time, what's the difference? What's the difference between both of them you didn't do? One's a bird and one's a zachar. So a bull. So my time, a kidra papa. So damra papa, iksiv, ubad, vikarinon, ubad. If Rav Papa says, if the word in the pasuk was ubad, and you read it ubad, which is all passive, hava minafil lamela, then you would know everything is included in the problem of being an ol or having work done to it, and then even a bird on top of it would be a problem. Viksiv avad v'karin and avad, and if it was all in the active form, how it was written and how it was read, hava mina ada avad ba'ihu. So then, for sure, only if you actively do it, and both of these would be not possible. But hasha dechsiv avad v'karin and ubad. But now you have the middle, right? It said you read it; it's written avad. There's no vav there, but you read it as ubad, but an ubad dumya to avad. So we compare, right? Similar, we had a couple of dafim ago. We had by a hechsher lekavatuma, yitain and yutan. Similar. So ma here too, ma avad denichale af ubad denichale. So what would pasul? Only something that is nicha, only something that you would appreciate. So therefore, for this paraduma to have babies, so that you would appreciate. So a zachar going on this para, that would be okay. But when it comes to a bird, you have no nichusa to the case, right? A bird went on it. What does that have to do with me? So therefore, it would not possible. Okay, a couple of points relating to Egla Arufa and the sugi. So again, Rashi is talking about Egla Arufa. Tosfos says it's talking about Para Aduma. The message of Egla Arufa, as we know, Yosef HaTzadik, was the last sugi that he learned with his father Yaakov, was Egla Arufa. That's why in Vayigash he sent the Agalos, and if you sit around the Nikudos a little bit there, Agalos and Egla, even those different words, wagons and calves. But either way, that's the message that all of Mepharshim talk about. Egla Arufa, what's the message? So many Baali Musar say the message is mutual responsibility. I remember, I'm here, but it's all part of the divine plan. Eglai Ruf is about, right, there's a kingdom, go out, Yodinu L'Shafkwa Tzadam HaZed, do we really think they did it? No, they didn't send out the guests without accompaniment Levaya. But they didn't do it. The answer is, Kol Yisrael Revim Zalazet. And that's what Yosef HaTzadik was sending back to his father, that I know that I'm responsible for my brethren, and that's why I was sent down to Mitzrayim before to be able to care for them. If you look at the Maharal, I mentioned this in a Parsha here a couple of years ago, the Maharal in Sota, there where these Gemaras, all about Egla Rufa come up, the Maharal has another unbelievable pshat. The Nesiv HaShalom, the Slanim HaRebbe, in Vayikash, discusses this Maharal. The Maharal writes, in the Chiddushei Agados there, that the message is that we didn't send them out without Levaya, that this special Hashgacha, when it comes to a Tzibur, there's hashgacha on Yechidim, and there's hashgacha on Tzibur, on groups of Jews. That's the message that we didn't send it out. Mivur, dine hayachid ein alav shmira, rak misha mekusher larabim, yesh alav shmira mikoach harabim, vize inyin levaya. That's the idea of accompaniment. Shamalavim oso megalim bazek klav ishmaya, sheinenu yachid, elu mekusher l'od Yehudim. Right, we didn't send them out alone and not let him be connected to us. Right, we didn't know. We never saw this guy. We would have given him the accompaniment that kept him with the schus of the rabbim. Shebazei yeshlo asakoach harabim umemelo yeshlo v'sashmira sheyeshalayim. And that's maybe what Yosef was saying to Yaakov. right? And that's and it talks about by Yaakov Matinu Shaliva as Yosef, right? Yaakov accompanied him, right? By Yishalcheo Me Eme Chevron, right? And the Sfarno says there Shalivo Ad Eme Chevron, and that's what he's means to say that he is still with the he's connected, right? Ra Yaakov is Hagalos, Ra is Koch is Kashrus. Sheshamar alav adchi ruach Yaakov avihem v'chulus. There's a lot there by Eglar Rufa and that Maharal and others. Also, the Mefarshim point out where is this located in the Torah? Eglar Rufa is Dafka and Parsha Shoftim, surrounded by the laws of Melchama, right? Preceded by Mashuach Melchama and Shoftim, right? Followed by Yifas Toar and Kiseitze, right? What's the message? Also, the idea of every single individual Jew, it's like kind of opposite of the Maharal, every single individual Jew having special status, right? This is like a nobody. And the Zikni Ha'ir have to come out, and the Sanhedrin, some of the members of the Sanhedrin have to come out and measure and are involved in an anonymous Jew that has no relatives and has nobody. Right, so that's the message also. Every single person, just because you're in the middle of a war, don't lose the hashkafa of the value of every human life. That's why the Mefarshim point out the juxtaposition of Eglar Rufa Dafka in the laws of Milchama. Again, Eglar Rufa is huge, but we spoke about it at the end of Sota. That's a couple of points to remember. The last point to mention here, right before the two dots that we just read is Nichusa. So what did we just say? Well, by Paraduma, you know why the if the male goes on, if the bull goes on the para, so then the guy's happy about it. Right? So that's why it passels. Mashenkein the bird. The question is, the guy's happy if the male goes on? He has a Paraduma here. He could probably get millions of dollars for this Paraduma. All of us, he's happy because his Paraduma might have one little baby. Right, that's what makes him happy. He's not happy about that. He's very upset about that. He wants a paraduma. And now you just passeled it based on the cow going on it. That's Tosfos Iskasha. Tosfos in Af on the fifth line of Tosfos. V'yum tomar v'ala alea zachar amai psula havade lo nichale lihav seal para shadameha yikarim b'shul davar muat. Right, we know from Dama ben Nesina in Maseches Kiddushin that a paraduma is worth a lot of money. Right, so he asked Tosfos, how could you define that as nichusa? So v'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, no, you find this sometimes. That's not how you determine nichusa. You don't determine nichusa by lemaisa all the factors in this specific case. You go by objectively. Is this something that people would like? V'yesh lomar, demaisa k'shera havinichale, l'kach in l'hachshir. Forget para aduma nafgaminis. Is this something that normally people like? When the zachar goes onto their para, and maybe a vlad will come out of it. That's something objective that people like. You're right in this circumstance, not, but that's not how you determine nichusa in certain regards, right? You have that by also. You might have said that by hefshel lekabel tumah, right? There's nichusa, but you might say, oh well, my whole thing became tameh. So I didn't want it. No, but normally, do people like this getting wet? Yes, so that's how it works, right? You don't look by the factors specifically in this case. Similar discussion you have by chatzitza. We know chatzitza by mikvah, so on a daraisa level, rubo umakpid. You need both of those to be a problem daraisa. The majority of the body covered, and a person is makpid about it. But midrabanan, either or, rubo or makpid. So let's say if something is rubo ve'eno makpid, it's not a problem on a daraisa level. So the problem on a drabbana level. Ask Rabbi Chanan in the Kovas Aris in the back. In the Hosafos, in the back of the Kovas Aris in Oz Dalid, he quotes Makshin, the question of the Velt, the question of the Olam. If you say that Lamaisa, it is a Chatzitza drabbanan, even by Rubo, the Eino Makbid, but what do you mean? All Jews want to keep Mrs. drabbanan, just like they want to keep Mrs. Daraisa. So you should say this turns into Makbid, because every Jew wants to keep the Mrs. drabbanan. So, kiva to be the rabbanan miachotzeitz havelei makbid v'teve chatzitza mita araisa. Right. So, answer say, well, it's one answer from Reb Chaim, but that he says his own answer is that no, just like Tosfos says here, you don't go by looking at the lemaisa specific case where you are. The kiva to eino makbid elo mishum psul hatfila v'ilav apsul lo haya makbid ein ze bechal makbid. This is not called makbid like Ukein ze kasav hashita b'shem Tosfos Arash in Baba Metzia Daf Lamed. But he quotes it from the Tosfos Arash, similar, even more mafurish what our Tosfos said. But this is the same idea that makbin eno makbin. Sometimes you don't go by the specific case; you go by objectively. It comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. Also, there are other examples. Sorry. Sikrashid lo nichalei, right? It's lo nichalei because I don't want to violate Shabbos. No, but if it's easier to use the light in the fridge, that's called nichalei, even though it's not nicha for you. Okay, Vaita, let's continue in the Gemara. Says the Gemara two dots. So the Mishnah said you're allowed to use certain types of kalim, again, for their good, but not for litzarchan, the Mishnah said. Below the shachkan, you can't use it if it's going to get worn out. Only use it for the good of those kalim. So Tana Rabbanan, Amosi, Kliyates, Mishamish, Ben, Mishosh, Lo, Yer, Kavu. Somebody finds a wooden kli, you can use it that doesn't rot. Imagine if you keep a wooden kli in the ground, right, where they keep kalim in those days. You put it in the ground, so it's going to get rotted over time. You have to use it. So a wooden kli you could use. B'shoshalu yirakvu. B'kli nechoshes mishtamesh v'chamenav alo al yedei ha'ar. But copper kalim you could use in hot water, but not on fire. B'bnei shemashrikon, because that would ruin it. Kli chesef mishtamesh v'mitzoninav alo b'chamen. Silver kalim? You don't use your silver on fire, right? Or even in boiling hot water. What do you use? You use it for cold. So klei chesef can use it for cold, but not for hot. Mibnei shem mashchiran, because putting it on any type of boiling hot source would blacken them, right? And that's why we know, even in terms of hilchos hagala, right? By let's say kashering your kosos for Pesach, meikar adin, you know, one would probably just rinse them off. The minhag ha'olam in many circles is to kasher, to be magil kalim, like kosos for Pesach. But me'ikar adin, did they ever get treif with hot water? Or even get chametz with hot? Pashas, no, people don't put them into their dishwashers, and it's probably just cold. So kabbalah kachpoto, just as it goes in, it goes out. Again, the minhag is to do more, but that's based on this gemara also. That's why one would only be allowed to use them in cult. Magrefos v'kardumos. Somebody has shovels of some kind. Mishtameish ben barach. We can only use them in soft avalo b'kasha v'bnei shemafchisan. But not b'kasha, not with hard materials, because that would also cause them to be become less sharp. Klezavo klezachuchis lo yiga bohen ashiyavo eliyahu. Gold and glass, nothing happens to that if it stays in wherever it stays in, even in the ground, and you might break it if you use it. So better not to touch it. Kederach shamru ba'aveda, kachamru be'pikadon. And just like all these halachas apply by aveda, so too by pikadon. Pikadon, my aved zagabe, what do you mean pikadon? You're not allowed to use the pikadon at all, right? You're guarding it. So amar av ada, bar chama, amar av sheshes, be'pikadon sholcho ba'alehen le'medinas hayam. If you have a pikadon, but the bailam left, so that's basically like an aveda now. You know whose it is. We have to treat it like an aveda in order to make sure that the item doesn't get totally lost. Good. Matzasako klupa v'chodavar she'ein darko litol. Arezalo yitol. Said the Mishnah, if you find some type, last line of the Mishnah, if you find some type of package of a knapsack and anything that is not normally taken, arezalo yitol. What does that mean, not normally taken? So we explained on the Mishnah, it means it's not normally for you to take it. Rashi said on the Mishnah, davar she'genayhu lo, she'adam chashavu, vein darko litol kupazu, la'achniso minachutz. So it says the Gemara, Minani Mili. What is the source in the Torah for a ptur, exemptions for the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda? Right, this is very unusual. Usually there's no difference by mitzvos, you know, what type of mitzvah it is and who am I. I do the mitzvah, I have to do the mitzvah. All of a sudden by Shavas Aveda, if it's beneath my kavod, then I don't have to do it. So we have to be at your objective standards to that. So Minani Mili, Tatana Rabbanan, Vihisalamta, Pa'amim Shata Misalem, Upa'amim Shiata Misalem. Sometimes we could remove ourselves, and sometimes we cannot remove ourselves. And sometimes we have to, we can't make ourselves disappear. We have to go and take the Aveda. Ha-ketzad, ha-yakoin, va-hibbe be-sakfares. If somebody is a Kohen and the lost item is in the cemetery, right? Mean to violate the Isser of Tumas Kohanim to go return the item. Osha Yizakim Ein Alfik Foto, or let's say it's a Gadol Ador, it's a big Talmud Chacham, and it's beneath his covet, right, that he's going to go and return this. Osha Yizam Malacha Shalom Ruba Mishal Chavero, or let's say I do very fancy work. I work in diamonds, and my going to use the return the item is going to cause me such a loss. Malacha shalom ruba mishal chaveiro lakach nemar. That's why it says v'yisalamta mehem. That's why it says the Torah teaches us you can remove yourself. V'yisalamta mehem, you could make yourselves disappear. You don't have to go return it. So says the Gemara. L'may itzrakra. For what? Which of these three cases do we need the pasuk? Which of these three cases? Right, we have three of them. If it's a kohen in the cemetery, that's what you need the pasuk for. Pshita, high asay, the high los asay vasay. For sure, we already know that you're not allowed to do that, because the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah asay, and the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim is an asay and a los asay. Right, the kohanim have to be kadosh and tahor, and it's a los asay, and they're not allowed to become tameh. We discussed that a few weeks ago when we spoke about tumas kohanim and the aris and the arusa. So of course that the Hashavas Aveda is not going to be doche. Number one, v'lo asi asay v'dochi is los asay v'asay, and asay is not going to be doche v'lo asay v'asay. Right, number one, v'su, and number two, lo dachin and isura mikami mamona. And also, the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, right, Tumas Kohanim is in Yoredeya, is not going to be pushed aside because of the mitzvah mamonit of Hashavas Aveda. So that can't be what the Pasuk is coming to teach me. That's obvious. We know that from other rules, right? It is somewhat unusual. The Gemara has a Havamina here that maybe the Asay would be Docha the Losa Asay V'Asay, but ask all the Rishonim, ask Rashi. What do you mean? Hashavas Aveda is also an Asay and a Los Asay. Not just an Asay. What's the Havamina? Well, obviously, the Asay is not going to be Docha the Los Asay V'Asay. Hashavas Aveda is also an Asay. Es Rashi V'Yafa Gav the Los Asay Nami Ika Ein Los Asay Moel Litchos Los Asay Ela Asayhu Dekadachile. Rashi says, well, anyway, the los asay teaming up with the asay is not going to help you in the sugya of asay docha los asay. Meaning, we say asay docha los asay, but we say ein asay docha los asay vasay. A los asay teaming up with that original asay is not going to help you out. So says Rashi, in a chinami, of course, there's a los asay. But even forget that los asay, it's still not going to help you. Right, Hashavas Aveda is an asay, and ein asay docha los asay vaasay. That is Rashi here. But if you think about a source that we mentioned a couple of days ago, in the beginning of Elam Metzias, it also fits in nicely. If you remember, we mentioned the Ramban. The Ramban in Kiddushin on Daf, Amidala, where the Gemara there has a whole brisa that quotes a number of mitzvos that are examples of non-time-bound mitzvos, mitzvos that are not in Zman Grama, and therefore women are obligated in, including Ma'ake, and Hashavas Aveda, and Shiluach HaKan, a couple of mitzvos. Therefore, and the Gemara says, the Brisa says, they are non-time-bound, and therefore women are obligated in it. So asks the Ramban, ask the Ritva, ask all the Rishonim, what do you mean? All of those on the list are also los asays, right? So even if they would be time bound, women would be obligated in them. V'ad mechayev nashim ba'aveda u'ma'ake v'shiluach hakan mishum davi mizaseh shalawaz van grama tamiya milsa lamale lechiyuvinu behu mihay taima typically de'is b'chol chad minayel los asay v'nashim chayavas b'chol los asay. Dafka, the ones that are on the list, also have a los asay. There has to be something deeper here. So says the Ramban, the Ritva also quotes us from the Ramban, no. Those are different. They have los asays, but those los asays are just to be mechazek the asay. The ikur is the asay, not the los asay. Put up a makeh, make sure you don't have a dangerous place in your rishus. Return the item, make sure you don't turn away from the item. The ikur is the asay, not the los asay. And that is why, if these would be time-bound, women would be exempt, even though there is a los asay involved. So, could very well be that that's what our Gemara means here, too. Our Gemara says, here, classifies Hashavas Aveda just as an asay. Where's the los asay? Well, that los asay maybe is just, it's counted in one of the 613, but it's lumdis, conceptually, it's only there to be mechazek the asay, and that's why, in terms of the rules for asay docha los asay, so that wouldn't make a difference. Good. Not everybody would agree to this. I mean, there are other examples. Other Rishonim there give other answers to that question in Kiddushin. This is also discussed at the beginning of Baba Basra. in the sugya of staka. Babasha Dav Ches. The Gemara tells a story that one of the Amoraim forced the other one to give staka. And Tosfos asks, you never force for a mitzvah, what does the Gemara say in Chulin? Shematan schar b'tzeda. Bezin never forces a person to do a mitzvah if the schar is written in the Torah. Because you know what you're going to lose. The Torah says it. So why was the staka, that the schar is mentioned in the Torah, so why did they force? So various answers given. So the Tosfos discusses, well, maybe staka also has a losase. Right, so that's why it's different. But there are three answers in Tosfos. So what would the other answer say? Right, there's a losase, obviously. It could be that losase is also just to be mechazik v'yase. Right, according to that, right, give staka, don't close your hand up. Right, don't close your hand up, make sure you give the staka. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, so number one can't be the one that we are being told by the pasuk here, by Hashavas Aveda. So Elol, let's try the second one. Elol, l'shalom merubah mishal chaveiro. Well, maybe it's the one that your parnasa is worth more every second than returning the lost item. So me the review the Marav Nafka. No, you know that from Rav too. Dam review the Marav Efes Kilo Yeh Becha Evyon Shalcha Kodem L'Shalcha Adam. You know that from that pasuk, this shouldn't be amongst you. Becha Evyon. Right, Rashi quotes Lo Savi Atzmacha Lidei Anius. You don't have to do certain mitzvot if it's going to make you poor. So it can't be teaching me that one either. So Ella, what is the special pasuk by Hashem that's teaching me? Zakein ve'en lachvich vodo. That's the one. If there is a zakein, the Ritva says not just somebody old, but in zakein ela misha kazesha kana chachma atam chacham, that it's beneath his covered to return. So then that's the p'tur by Hashem Zaveda. Period. Amar Rava hichisha chayevba hichisha. If somebody has the patur, but instead of using the patur, he gives the animal a little hit in order to, you know, to start returning it, Rashi says, imichisha haka achas lehashiva, right, once you hit it once to start returning it, nischayev aladura, you have to return it. Meaning, you have a patur, but once you start, then you can't get out of it. Rashi adds in two words, hoil vehischil. Since you started, then you have to continue, right? What does the Chazal say? Hamaskel b'mitzvah, omrim lo gemor. Right? You can't start something and not finish it. And therefore, if he started, he had the patur, but once he starts the mitzvah, then he has to finish the mitzvah. Many different sources for that. Moshe Rabbeinu, Atzmas Yosef, or Klal Yisrael get the credit for it because they finished the mitzvah. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu carried the bones for 40 years, but Klal Yisrael buried and finished the job, therefore they get the schar. Fine. Abaye Avi Yosef Kamei the Rabba. Abaye was one sitting in front of Rabba. Chazal Hanach Izi the Kaimu. He saw some goats. Shokal Kala Vishadabu. He threw a clod of dirt at them to like try to get them to go back to their owner. Armalei Ichayvisbu Kum Adrenu. No, you started. You started, so you got to finish the job. Iboy Lahu Darkol Achzir Besadavei Darkol Achzir Beir Mahu. What if it's the derech of a certain zakein to return it basadeh, right? There aren't so many people there. So it wouldn't be beneath his covenant in the sadeh. But in the city, he wouldn't do it. So many people, it's not his derech there. And you find it in the sadeh, but you're going to have to return it to the ear. So, mi amrinan hashava ma'alya b'inan. Do we say, well, you need a full hashava. V'kiva delav darke lachzer b'ir lo l'chayev. And the Rosh explains, you're not going to be able to finish the job, right, to return it all the way to the ear. So you don't have to start the job. Oh, Dilma, no. Right now, it's basadeh. And therefore, you have a mitzvah right now. O Dilma b'sadeh miyasu n'machayev lei. V'kiva d'ichayev lei b'sadeh, ichayev lei b'ir. And once you started the job, so then you have a chiyuv to finish the job, even though if only the end of it was the mitzvah in front of you, you wouldn't have to do it. Take you. So, unanswered question. What is that suffix about? Right? It could be, again, there are other suggestions, that it could be, right, a sugya that we discussed many times in general. What type of view do you take when it comes to mitzvahs? Do you take short-term, long-term view? Do you look at what's in front of you right now? Right now, this animal is basada. Right now, it's not beneath my cover to take it, so I have a chiyuv to take it. Once I took it, memela, I have to finish the job. Or am I able to take a long-term view of mitzvahs? Right? Am I able to look at it in the long term? Well, I'm not going to be able to finish it, so I shouldn't be able to go in the first place. Right? That's the sugya of Ishtapa Chamimei, the Balamar and the Ramban, about doing the bris milah, right, knowing that I'm going to have to boil up hot water, right, and that's the case of taking tefillin into a hospital, right, knowing in a quarantined hospital, you're going to have to burn it afterwards. It comes up very often, you know, the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi about I get out of jail. I can get out of jail one day a year. Do I go out today? Do I wait till a different day? So those are all this sugya of short-term, long-term view of mitzvos. So this might be behind this suffix as well. Maybe shy up to the Balamar Ramban. Okay, anyway, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Abarava, kol she b'shelo machzir b'shachaver anami machzir. How do you determine beneath one's covet, if you would return this, if it was your own, so you have to return it if it's your friend's. And anything that you would pre-kavetina, the mitzvah of unloading an animal and loading an animal, right, helping out your friend. If you would do pre-kavetina for your own, so you have to do it for your friend too. Right, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, because of Urcha, one time he was going on the road. Pagabeahu gavra, davidari pischa de ofe. He saw someone that was schlepping lumber, wood. Osvinu, he put it down, become mizbach. He put it down to rest. Amrele dalili. He says to him, you know, can you help me up with these, this wood? Amrele kamashavim. Well, how much is the whole word worth? Amrele palga de zuza. The whole thing is worth half a zuz. So he didn't want to help schlep him with the woods. He's like, you know what, I'll pay you for the wood. I'll just take it, I'll give you the value. Yavle palga de zuza. So he gave him a half of a zuz. The afkara. And then he didn't want the woods. He was just mafkir it afterwards. After just like, because he had a mitzvah in front of him, but he didn't want to do the mitzvah. He couldn't do the mitzvah. So he just paid him for it. Then he was mafkir it. Guess what? Hader zachabu. The guy went and was zochet the wood again. Right? And now he has the mitzvah again. Hader yoevle, paga the zuz. Gives him another half of his zuz. Vyafkir, he was mafkir it again. Chaz yadavi kaboy lemeder lemiskebu. He sees that he wants to be zochet again. It's like going in circles here. Omer lei says to him, lekulayam afkarinu, velachalo afkarinu. I was mafkir to everybody else, but I was not mafkir to you. It's not mafkir to you. Says the Gemara, when we have a hefker, ki agav, does hefker work like that? Keep him mafkir limited? Thoughts not. Doesn't the Mishnah say in Maseches Peah, beishame omrim hefker laniyim hefker, beisil omrim eino hefker, achi hefker laniyim ulashirim kishmita. Just like shmita is hefker lakol, hefker is only if you're mafkir to all. So Ella, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Lukuli al Mafkarina. Really, he was Mafkarina to everybody. Ubin Milsa ba'amuhu du'ukme. He basically was just faking with him. He would just say, oh yes, I'm Afka Hefker to you. It really was Hefker to him. But he didn't want him to take it, so therefore, he didn't tell him that he was Hefker to him. There are some Ech discusses in one place, you know, why wasn't he Mafkarina believe? This Gemara sounds like, you can't. Even though the Gemara is a machlokas, whether you have to be mafkir in front of three, it seems like you have to be mafkir at least in front of one. Right? You can't do a belave, which gets into sugyas of whether bittel is hefker, and whether it's bittel belave. Rashi and Tosa discussed that at the beginning of Psachim, right? Daf Dalid, right? That's the, whether bittel is related to hefker, the Rishonim there discuss, bittel and hefker belave. Another important sugya that comes up here, the Rashba says, you know what you see from this Gemara? The Rashba in a tshuva, Aleph Resh Nun Beis. The mitzvah of prika and te'ina is described in the Torah only by animals. This Gemara seems to be a clear raya that also applies to people. That's what it sounds like. Right? The Rashba says, Beferish. Right? It's talking about loading and unloading wood onto this guy that Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Yossi met. Right? That's the Rashba. Other Rishonim aren't so clear. The Radvaz says, maybe, right? He works out how maybe it's not a raya from here. It's not talking about prika and te'ina. Right? The Radvaz talks about this in Tuf Shin Chaf Ches. He assumes that it's not a mitzvah. Right? He says, Abar says, "V'chenu daiti avo b'she'ini k'day lachriya k'demashva pashta." The pashas, the Gemara is not that. No, but I think it does. The Rashba said it's a kalva chomer. It's a kalva. If it applies to people, you're worried about animals. Of course, you're worried about people. You know what the Radvaz says back? No, no, no. By animals, they're not bale seichel. So you feel bad for them, and they're bitsar. People, the guy should know if it's too heavy of a load, he shouldn't have taken it in the first place. And if he did it, it's his own fault. Right? It's not my job to help him out. V'tina nami in adom etona nitan v'chulu. He says, "May I daram rinatoin al adam yosim in a roi lo v'chuzak pater t'kivin shubal seichel ha'ilo lahashlich ha'masam me'alav mashenkin betoin al beima." We come up a mode dani. I agree. It's bechal gemilas chasadim bechal v'yatarecha kamocha. I agree. You should do it. You should help him out. Aval shei bechal asay detuno prika lo mistaverli. But I don't think so. How do you get out of the raya? You can look there in the tshuva. How the Radvaz gets out of this Gemara. Okay, but either way, it's machlokas Rishon. Continuing the Gemara. So says the Gemara, so he did this whole, the hefker and lying in order the person doesn't play games with him. But isn't this a classic example of one of the great Tanoim, that it's zakim v'enel v'kvodo, it's beneath his covet to do this mitzvah? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, lefnim mishur sadinu da'avad. You're right. He went lefnim mishur sadin. It wasn't Me'ikar Hadin. He didn't have to return it. The Tani Rav Yosef, Vodata Lahem Zebes Chayehem. Right, that probably, you should let them know. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, that means Beis Chayehem, making a parnasa. Rashi, Lil Mod Lohem Umnis, Lehis Parnesbo. Es Haderech Zugmilas Chasadim. Yelchu Zubikir Cholim. Ba Zukfura. The Es Hamase Zehadin. Asher Yasun Zulafim Mishur Sadin. So the Lafim Mishur Sadin is a fascinating because it's extra, you don't have to do it, but you have to do it. Right, the Torah says that you have to do beyond what you have to do. Right, and we spoke about that also about a week ago on the Pasuk, the Asisa Yashvatov, based on the Ramban there, about Lefni Mishures Hadin. The Chashuk Yechemin here discusses an interesting halacha, talking about Bikur Cholim. Again, we could have a whole shiur on Bikur Cholim, but the Rav Zilberstein discusses, is there a mitzvah Bikur Cholim by someone who is in a vegetative state? Someone who's not going to recognize, not going to be makir, anybody visiting them. Right, so if you don't know what they know, okay, then misafik. But what if not? So he talks about, Rav Moshe Feinstein also does the same thing. He mentions there are three elements of the mitzvah bikur cholim. Number one, to make the chola feel better, to raise up his spirits, to put him in a better mood, right? Number one, and that might not apply here. Number two is to do something physical for the chola. To call the doctor, to get an extra pillow, to make him more comfortable. So that maybe applies. That maybe applies. You have to know if he's getting the best care. Right, the place to, even if the person doesn't know, to do something physical for the person. Number three, to daven for the person. When I go, eino don't meshmila ri'ya. If I see the patient, I'm going to daven harder. And my davening, we believe, has effects up in Shemayim. So that's why, says the Rav Zilberstein, for a number of the reasons, it would apply. It would apply there. Also, one might add, the Bikur Cholim sometimes is also for the family members. It's not just for the Chola himself or herself. So that's why it would apply even in that case as well. But again, Rav Moshe discusses in the Shuvah about Bikur Cholim on a telephone. Is there a Bikur Cholim on a telephone? So there, you don't have the physical amount. And Tefillah, maybe you do, but to make the person feel better, for sure. For sure you have that too. Okay, Vayter. Amar Mar, Yelchuzu Bikur Cholim, Hainu Gemilas Chasadim. That's including Gemilas Chesed. Why is that a separate limud? Lo nitzrcha el leben gilo. The chiddush is even for a ben gilo, somebody who was born on the same constellations, even they have to do bikur cholim. What's the chiddush? Do amar mar ben gilo no del echad mishishim bechol yo. We know the Gemara tells us in the Darim that every time a ben gilo, someone under the same mazel, goes and does the mitzvah, they take 1/60th of the illness. So you might think that you don't have to do bikur cholim because I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get sick, so do I have to do Bikur Cholim even if I'm going to get sick? Even so, you have to go. That's the Chiddush. And again, the Mefarshim discussed this as well. Is this something that is really, you demand a person, you know, who has a contagious illness, would we make them the go? But the Mefarshim discuss that it's not really 1/60th of the illness. It's not that a person always feels sick after they leave, right, on some Kabbalistic level. The Ben Yoyada discusses this when this Gemara comes up in the Darim. So he says, Eina kavanah shemavakar nidbak bechem ishishim machas achola. He said, no, e'ef sheshiye b'teva. Does it mean that? No, it means, because you become upset by seeing the chola, that's what it means that you're in pain. Like 1/60th. Number one. The Chashuk Echemen here, though, discusses, no, maybe, you know what it's like? It's like a vaccine. You get a little bit of the illness so that you never get that illness. So it's like chisun. Ve'ein ze onesh ki im schar tov bebechina trufat chisun shenogin arofim lahadbik et habari bemiksat me'amachle in order to create antibodies so you never get this sickness. And it's batel b'shishim. You feel a little bit maybe for a day, but that's it. It's like machalos azor is batel. It says maybe that's what it is. Interesting. Okay, let's just finish up. Says the Gemara, Bazu Kfura, Hainu Gemilas Chasadim, isn't Kfura also Chesed? Lo nitzrcha el zakim in lefik foto. Even the zakim in lefik foto has to do with the mitzvah of Kfura. Asher Yasun, there's no p'tur there. Asher Yasun, Zulafni Mishur Sadin, Domer Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Charve Yerushalayim, Ela Al Shadonu Badin Torah. Yerushalayim was destroyed because they judged based on the Torah. Says the Gemara, what's wrong with that? Elo Dini de Megizta Ladainu. Well, they should use Dini de Megizta, which is some other type of jinn. Rashi is like some type of dictatorship. No, they only acted based on the din, but they never went beyond. They did the letter of the law and nothing more. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. So we'll talk about this maybe tomorrow, at the beginning of the shiur. We'll do more on how do you fit this in with the other Gemaras, the Gemara in Yuma Daftes, with the Gemara, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of the big three Averis, the Gemara in Nedarim, the Shalom Birchu Batorah Tchila, and this Gemara, Bamasiyah Daf Lamed, Shehemidu Tineim Al Din Torah. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.